Don Young says in a news release that America's support for Ukraine should include moves to seize the assets of, in his words, rich Russian oligarchs who continue living lavish lifestyles on mega yachts, all while their thuggish friend Vladimir Putin rains terror upon innocent, peaceful Ukrainians. Young's spokesperson says the forthcoming bill would require Russian vessels to be seized and auctioned off to benefit humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. He says that goes beyond a White House proposal unveiled in recent days to freeze Russian yachts and mansions. One of Young's House colleagues has suggested a bill to ban travel visas for Russian officials, oligarchs, and their families. Others have proposed seizing Russian-owned villas, private jets, and bank accounts. Meanwhile, governors and local officials are trying to ban Russian vodka from state-run liquor stores, divest pension funds of Russian holdings, and cancel sister city relationships. Lists of yachts reportedly owned by Russian billionaires are circulating online. And, as it happens, the hulking vessels are not that uncommon to see right here in Alaska. Ketchikan Harbormaster Dan Berg says they're generally too big to tie up at the city's docks, but he recalls seeing Russian oligarchs' boats from time to time, like a 390-foot superyacht that anchored off the coast of Ketchikan in 2014.
The biggest one I can remember, the most memorable one, was the A, the yacht is called. And, you know, it's a real kind of stealth-looking design with funny angles. And when that one was here several years ago, it anchored up out in front of Ward Cove for several days.
The $300 million yacht A, yep, that's the whole name, A, is currently in the Dubai area, according to vessel tracking services. As of 2018, it was owned by Russian industrialist Andrei Melnichenko. The fertilizer magnate also reportedly owns a sailing superyacht, which is also named A. While there is currently a superyacht moored off the tip of Ketchikan's Panic Island, the 164-foot Jackpot is not thought to be Russian-owned. Super Yacht Times says the vessel was delivered to two unnamed New Jerseyans in 2019. The harbormaster in Juneau, Matthew Cresswell, says a few Russian yachts stick out in his mind.
The last one I remember was either 2018 or 2019, pre-COVID, of course, real large 300-foot yacht that was in town early in the season, and I think the owner came in for a bear hunt or something.
He says he can't quite remember the name, but the Juneau Empire newspaper's archives feature a photo of the 292-foot superyacht Here Comes the Sun in Auk Bay in 2018. That one's currently docked on a Spanish island in the Mediterranean. But Cresswell says it's not always easy to tell what mega yachts belong to Russian oligarchs and which ones belong to regular run-of-the-mill billionaires.
Lots of times we don't know exactly who the real owner of a boat is, because they're owned most of the time through corporations.
And they don't exactly make it known that they're Russian. The Here Comes the Sun, and for that matter, both of the yachts named A, none of them fly Russian flags. All of them fly so-called flags of convenience. Here Comes the Sun flies a Cayman Islands flag. The motor yacht A flies a British flag, and its sailing counterpart claims Bermuda as its home country. Even so, Young's spokesperson says he's confident in the military and intelligence community's ability to identify Russian individuals attempting to enter U.S. waters. Young's proposal wouldn't just require the seizure of pleasure yachts. The Dean of the House's statement lists Russian commercial vessels as targets for seizure.
We have seen other Russian vessels, Russian flag vessels.
That's Peggy McLaughlin. She's the port director for the city of Onalaska's International Port of Dutch Harbor. She says the world's number one seafood port doesn't see too many yachts.
We occasionally see research and survey vessels. There are a certain amount of fuel tankers that come through from time to time.
She says a Russian vessel was just there on Friday as part of an international effort to track the impact of climate change on Pacific salmon.
It actually docked after the conflict had broken out. It was, you know, highly scrutinized by Homeland Security. Their purpose, their crew members did not get off.
Fortunately for the salmon expedition, Young's spokesperson says the congressman's forthcoming bill would not include non-commercial research vessels. With additional reporting from Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin in Anchorage, reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.